The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory
the Pharisee went up and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent the disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are the truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us, then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Knowing their malice, Jesus said, Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax. Then they handed him the Roman coin. They said to them, Whose image is this and whose inscription? They replied, Caesar's. At that he said to them, Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, tomorrow we celebrate the Mission Sunday. The World Mission Sunday was instituted by Pope Pius XI in 1926 to reignite the missionary spirit in the Church. Every year since then, Universal Church has dedicated in the month of October to reflect on and pray for the missions. There are 3,000 dioceses in the world, out of which 1,000 dioceses are missionary dioceses. The annual celebration of this Mission Sunday gives us a chance to reflect on the importance of mission work for the life of the Church. It reminds us that we are one with the Church around the world, and we are all committed to carrying on the mission of Christ, however different our situation may be. It is a special day to revitalize our faith and to rededicate ourselves to Christ's mission. It is also to show a special solidarity to all the true missionaries who have responded to Christ's mandate. He said, Go and make disciples of all nations. Let us earnestly invoke the Lord so that the Church may truly become missionary and synodal. The Church, according to Vatican Council II, is a missionary. In her very nature, because her founder, Jesus Christ, was the first missionary, God the Father has sent God the Son with a message. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. St. Paul wrote to Timothy about the Church mission. God desired all men to save and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes, my dear friends, thus this evangelization mission of the Church is essentially the announcements of God's love, mercy, forgiveness and salvation. Then these are revealed to mankind through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Pope Francis, in his first World Mission Sunday message, challenged to proclaim courageously in every situation the gospel of Christ, a message of hope, reconciliation, and communion, a proclamation of God's closeness, His mercy, and salvation. This proclamation would make us clear that the power of God's love is able to overcome the darkness of evil and guide us into the path of goodness. Pope Francis challenged the Church to become a welcoming home, a mother of all people, and the source of rebirth for our world through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary, the model of humble and joyful evangelization. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you." Yes, my dear friends, that is why the Church is called the missionary. And it is not reserved only for the priest or religious or the missionary. Thus, every Christian is a missionary with a message to share, the message of God's love, liberation, and eternal salvation. The most powerful means of preaching Christ is by living truly a Christian life. The flower rose does not preach. It simply radiates its beauty and attracts every person by its beauty. Hence, the most important thing is not only the gospel we preach, but the life we live. This is how the first Christian lived and evangelized. The Christ they recognized and accepted was the Christ who lived in each Christian. Jesus said, "Without me, you cannot do anything." Therefore, prayer is necessary for anyone who wishes to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and for everyone who preaches the good news in his life. So, my dear friends, by living the exemplary and transparent Christian life, we become the missionaries. Today, in the reading, the common theme of today's reading is the nature of our obligation to God and to our country. The reading also shows us how, with God's help, we can be ideal citizens, both earth and heaven. In the first reading, Prophet Isaiah foretells how, unintentionally, the policies of the great Persian emperor Cyrus will be made parts of God's saving plan for his chosen people. In the second reading, Paul praises his converts for the fidelity to God and to Christ, his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for their practice with the help of the Holy Spirit of the theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. In the Gospel, Jesus escapes from the trap in the costage. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? By stating, repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God what belongs to God. With this answer, Jesus reminds his questioner that if they are so concerned and careful about paying taxes to the state, they should be much more concerned and careful about the service of God and their obligation as our Savior, the Creator, and our Lord. We fulfill our duties to our country by loyally obeying the just law of the state and working for the welfare of the all citizens. We become good heavenly citizens by obeying God's law. We need to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. How? It is the duty of every Christian, a citizen of country, to pay the service and the privilege that government provides. If we used to pay taxes, how will this need be met? We need to give to God what belongs to God. How? Since everything we have received is a gift from God, and we must give to God 100%. Our contribution to the parish church should be expression of our gratitude to God and give back to God all that He has given. So, my dear friends, when Jesus says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, give it to God what belongs to Him, the command really asks us whether we have invested our heart in the right part, right place. My dear brothers and sisters, in this world, everything was given by God for everyone's needs, but not for everyone's greed. And so, give it to God what belongs to God, and to share the goods of the earth with those around us. But our Christian faith challenges to live out and put into practice. Amen.